Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I'm all about the small business owner. I just know how hard it is, the struggle, man. With food costs and labor costs and insurance and competition and the marketplace in general, it's tough. And I've been tight with the Shuleys for 100 reasons. Their work ethic, they're Italian, they're old school, old country. And I swear, it's the best Sicilian pizza in Pittsburgh. But beyond that, I swear, because of the location in the heart of Oakland, because of the growth of Pitt, because of the traffic, because of the development, they're always, and I mean this, it seems like they're always getting their ass kicked by some idiot trying to mess with them. Whether it's a contractor, whether it's a regulator, whether it's enforcement, whether it's code enforcement. It took like 2 years to put a parking lot behind the damn place, and lawyers and so much money. And then they get massive potholes in front of their business. And then the contractor comes along and literally tears up the sidewalk and shuts down their entrance, so they're empty at lunchtime. At some point, you just want to punch a wall. They don't do that. They fight and they speak up and they always win. But man, it's kind of indicative of the battle just to stay open in small business. Tim, what's up, brother?
What's up, Marty?
To be honest, you love what you do. Love it.
I'm here, you know, 12, 14, 16 hours a day, pretty much 6 days a week.
It's your life.
It is. I've been here since I was 5 years old. I'm 40. So,
and you and your brother, you just love the game. You love helping people. But I tell you what you hate, and I'm on your side on this. It's like government goes out of its way to kick your ass. It almost seems intentional sometimes, doesn't it?
It does. But at the same time, I understand that it is all over the city.
It is.
But it just sometimes it just feels like they're targeting a specific corner for a specific reason. And it's starting to feel like, you know, we're trying to get pushed out of our little area here that, you know, my dad and my uncles sacrificed so much for us to carry on a small business and our property. So we ain't going down without a big fight.
Describe where you're at for folks and why this is such a critical corner in Pittsburgh.
So we're on the corner of 5th and Halkett. We're right across from Carleigh University and across from the new Pitt Science Tower.
Yep.
That's right next to us. That caused 7 years of chaos, but that's okay. It's done. Now we have had no sidewalk in the front for almost 7 weeks.
Hold on. Describe how that happened and what that's done to your business. This is ridiculous.
Okay. So they're putting in a two-way bike lane on the previous bus lane.
Come on.
So Port Authority is funding the job.
Right.
Now we had a major meeting set up last Thursday, where I had Port Authority, all the contractors, the City of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Water and Sewage. I laid down my cards. I was professional to where I didn't, you know, I had to lay the law down to them and explain, like, you know, what you cost a small business over $20,000. And, you know, we have families, we have employees who have families. We have the general public who are calling, asking if we're still open. It's not a good feeling.
Hold on.
But
if you look at the video, folks, You're kind of walled in there by their idiocy, are you not? What did they actually physically do?
Well, they caged us in like dogs to begin in the beginning. Then once our video went viral, the next day they moved those fences. They were still fenced in, but you didn't have to walk half a block down to walk a half a block back on the sidewalk. They put a bridge right in front of our door so people could get in. But
hold on. Why didn't they do that day one, brother? Why?
Because, you know, Marty, common sense is lacking in a lot of areas in this world today. But I mentioned a few things at our meeting, and I hit one nail on the head. I told these guys, I said, you got about 45 to 50 feet of concrete here. It's been like this for 5 to 7 weeks. We poured over 100 yards with four guys here by ourselves.
For your parking lot?
And, we did it.
By yourselves? But
the biggest thing is, you know, they have this all torn up, and this is what kills me the most is my loved ones work here. My family.
Of course.
My brother.
Of course.
My employees who are like my family.
Of course.
My dad and my mom. And they put new curb boxes in. So I don't know if you know what that is. Those are the shutoffs for water and gas.
Yeah.
Well, in the front of our pizza shop, we found out that they missed the valve. And they were going to, you know, this was ready for concrete. So, God forbid there's a leak. And they got to shut the gas off because we have a fire. Guess what? They're spinning on gravel. There's nothing to shut that off.
They'd have to tear into the sidewalk.
Block, forget about that. The whole block will blow up.
Oh,
there's no way to shut the gas off. They missed the valve by 6 inches.
Oh, God.
Who's inspecting this?
Oh, jeez.
I got a bunch of people standing around, looking around. It's a serious problem. And I called all the major foremen from the construction, from Port Authority, I let them know. I said, just so you know, you should triple check all of your curb boxes that you're putting in for gas and water, because it happened to us, but we caught it.
Meantime, them being this slow, how much money have you lost?
Over $20,000 at least.
Jesus. You'll never get that back.
No, and I actually proposed something to them. I said, you know, you have four or five major entities here: Port Authority, Pittsburgh Water, City of Pittsburgh, you know, the contractors. I said, I don't want a handout. We work for our money. I said, place orders to reimburse us. Place orders. We'll work for it. We'll deliver the food. But I'm sure you have room in your budget to give back to people you hurt.
So we all do videos that went viral. Several hundred thousand people saw it. They raised hell. Have they made a promise to get the job done? Because I hear they have.
They said that, well, it was supposed to be last Saturday, but supposedly it's this Saturday. You know, I'll believe it when I see it because I've heard a lot of promises in the past. But I think we're on for this Saturday as of this morning with another meeting.
Do they apologize at all?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, you know, I've seen a few smirks in my meeting from people because of the way I was upset. But
why is that funny to them, sir?
That's what I said. I said, well, you know, you might have a job that pays you. I said, but, you know, how about if I did something, you know, like if I was restricting you from getting your paycheck or you know, affecting, you know, your family business or your job or taking food home to your family, I don't think you would feel too good.
It's as if they want to choke to death small business, sir.
Yeah. When they put a project like this together, they should think about that. And then they, you know, at the end, oh, well, we could have put signage up so to let people know you're here. I said, well, you didn't. You know, you didn't.
And multiply this by 1,000 small businesses fighting the same damn battle every day.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a true shame. And the best part is we have the parkway being shut down.
Yep.
On Friday. And in our meeting, they were supposed to move the Jersey barriers that are separating another lane on 5th, because our 5th Avenue street right here is a detour, one of the detours, which is only one lane. So,
wow,
just a big mess, Marty. And I think, you know, I think we planned to, we got a lot of stuff done for the draft in a timely manner,
yep.
But when it comes to, you know, bike lanes and crushing small businesses, there's no urgency.
There isn't. I'm here for you, brother. When there's a fight, we're in the ring with you, my man. Anytime, anytime.
I appreciate you, Marty. And, you know, you're a fighter for us and for many small businesses and small people out there, you know, fighting the city and the government. And I'm not trying to fight them.
No.
I just want what's right.
Oh, man, you want to make pizza? Come on, man. You want to make a pizza? Come on.
That's it.
That's it, brother.
That's it.
It's damn good, too. Sicilian, insane. Thanks, my man.
Thank you, Marty.
Think about the little guy who's out there busting his ass to survive, please.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Wow. So much going on in this town. By the way, it's kind of an odd time to be in broadcasting because the audience is on vacation. It happens. It's kind of crazy. People check out of this time of year. They go to the beach. They go wherever. They just check out. In fact, there are periods of time when there are no ratings at all because the audience is so diminished, they just say, hell with it, everybody's gone. In Pittsburgh, as I've noticed over the years, shuts down from the 4th of July weekend, kind of sort of till September. Seriously, Patrick can confirm this. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
We see this time in, time out, every year.
And I love it. I love the people go to the beach. But at the end of the day, there's a big, big tune-out factor for folks because they go to the shore, which, by the way, I embrace wholly. And I'm going to transition from the shore to Patrick in Phoenix. Give us, outside of Phoenix, tell me what the temperature was there yesterday.
114.
Come on.
114 degrees.
Trevin, how you feel? How you feeling about 114?
I don't know. That yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's inside weather.
Come on, man.
I bet you're feeling chilly at 83 in Pittsburgh right now.
So Patrick, so 114 yesterday. What time is it there?
We're 3 hours behind you, so it's currently 10:22.
What's the temperature?
102.
No.
Oh yeah. Last night when I went to bed around 9 o'clock, it was still like 100 degrees.
No.
It had cooled down to 100.
Wait, it's not noon yet?
No.
No.
Wow.
No, it's no. It's the peak. The peak today, oh here, I'm scrolling through here. Yeah. 5 o'clock is the peak. 112.
No.
Yep.
How hot is it at night, Patrick?
We just said, what was the temperature when you went to bed?
When I went to bed last night, it was still around like 100. it'll cool down at 5 a.m. It'll cool down to 87.
By the way, I love the heat, and I'm envious. And my man has a sick backyard. It's like a friggin' spa. And then behind his head, are those mountains or hills? What do they call them there?
That is a mountain. That's the Sonora Preserve.
The who? The what? You fell out.
A preserve.
Okay.
So it's a mountain preserve.
And there are trails and all kind of crap.
Yep. Trails, hiking paths. There's a mountain bike racing course right down the road.
Yeah. Be honest, because you're living it. Forget the dry heat crap. It makes no sense to me. It's silly. When you step outside and it's 114, do you feel like the wave? I mean, it's like, oh, is it stifling?
Oh, it hits you.
Does it?
It is like walking into an oven.
Is it?
It's not hard to breathe in, though. So it's not like it is when you go into 100 degrees or even like 95 degrees with 98% humidity. That makes it hard to breathe. So the lack of humidity is easier.
I see.
It's still not great.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
It's 114.
Hey, so my boy Mazza, who you love, we love Steve Mazza. You probably know this because he's throwing these names out there. He wants to hike Squaw Peak or Pista Peak in Phoenix with you, or Camelback. Are you familiar with these?
Camelback, I am. I don't know the others yet, but I'm in.
No, come you're on, Steve. Not. You're full of crap. You aren't a hiker. You're so full of crap.
When it cools down, I'm in.
Yeah. When is that? I'm not. By the way, I'm envious. You know me. I love the heat. I would have my bike in your backyard. I'd be in that damn pool swimming. So I'm envious. What you have out there is a paradise. But when does it cool down? What are the cool months when people say I'm going to Phoenix to a spa?
I mean, after August.
Oh, is it?
So, okay. You know. Yeah. You know, typical summer.
Hey, so really, really still, relevant question.
We're all in the same summer.
Really relevant
it's
question.
Just hotter out here.
Do people see insane utility bills? They must, right?
I think there's a mix. Okay. It is a lot cheaper out here utility wise, but there's a lot more solar out here too.
Oh, do you have any?
Yes, I do. So the house we bought does have a solar package. It doesn't have battery storage, so when the sun's down, we're using straight up electricity.
Oh.
But our utility bills from the previous owners, they were making $50 a month.
Oh.
Until the hot summer months.
Oh wow. So it's really in use out there. And why wouldn't it be, right?
Absolutely. There's more sun, you know, year round.
You also mentioned that gas is cheaper. Is that true?
It is. Gas right now is about $3.30 a gallon out here.
How is that?
Now, that might change since the war in Iran is ramping back up.
Why is it that much? It's over a dollar cheaper. Why? Do you know why?
Well, one of the big factors is the taxes.
I see.
We don't have the insane high PA road taxes that are tacked on.
I see.
So that's a huge factor.
And I love Mexican-type food, is that I know I'm asking stupid questions, but I love this stuff.
Oh, no.
Is that prevalent there, buddy? What's the distinctive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely, all over. And there are some different types of breads that I haven't seen before that I guess are more either Mexican inspired or straight up Mexican.
And is there a significant workforce of Hispanics there? Mexicans, significant.
Mexicans and Native Americans, both.
Wow.
It's a huge mix out here.
Is it? All right.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the Phoenix update. What's the temperature again?
Right now, 102.
What time?
And by 5 o'clock, it'll be at least 112.
My man, take that shirt off and get a big boil on your chest.
Ooh.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. You know who's here? Mary Hours. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Marty. How's it going?
What? Quit smiling, man. Just say everything sucks and I'll feel much better.
Everything sucks.
Mary's a rock star. Hey, where are we at here? Are we getting hotter, cooler? What's happening? What's going on?
My goodness. It's just like, it's isolated downpours. It's flooding.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
heat. Saturday looks to be actually pretty good. Low 80s will be mostly cloudy. It's going to be a little bit more comfortable. But then by next week, we don't have the rain chance like Monday through Wednesday. It looks good. It looks sunny. But temperatures are going to be nearing 90 again. So it's like, yeah. Hey, I just want like 80 and sunny and no humidity.
Hey, explain to me, because we see this all the time. And I mentioned this to my wife. It's 97 degrees, then all these clouds come in, then we have a big storm. What actually happens that creates that madness? What happens?
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything from a little shortwave, which is just a burst of energy. I mean, you get all of that heat, you get all of that buildup, and the atmosphere just kind of explodes at that point. It can't hold any more moisture. So you get all of that moisture in the atmosphere, those dew points. And I mean, we've had dew points in the 70s. That's the amount of moisture. In the 70s over a week. So we don't really catch relief until Wednesday. That's why we're seeing these storms kind of bubbling up and just isolated flooding for some areas just because of the terrain, the kind of soil that's there. So it's been a bit of a doozy for some areas. I think Katanning last night, areas near Katanning saw a couple of inches overnight and then a couple of inches of rainfall for places, even more than that in Slippery Rock the other day. I mean, it's been crazy. But like at my house, I'm like, the grass is still dead. Can I get some rain? Well, dormant. It's not dead, but
Hold on. I love this. I love what you're saying here. This is actually something I wanted to ask you about. So the mayor of Slippery Rock sends me a note. He declared an emergency. They had like 5.5 inches of rain, and then we get nothing.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I know.
How?
It's just unlucky.
Is it?
That's what happens. The atmosphere just there in that little particular spot, it just can't hold any more moisture. So it's just that typical summer storm. It's kind of like Florida weather. You know, you have all of the heat and humidity, and then you get these isolated downpours. That was actually my in-laws live in Slippery Rock, and And we were in Portersville first, near Lake Arthur at my uncle's. And I was like, oh, you're in a flash flood warning. He's like, we won't flood here. We're high elevation. I was like, oh, makes sense. Then you go down, you go to Slippery Rock. Oh. My mother-in-law was like driving in 2 feet of water. Oh. And I mean, it rained the same amount, but it flooded in those areas because of the poor like drainage systems and all of that. So like it was so bad. Her front yard looked like a road because of like the water.
Yeah, I saw
like
this.
Bad.
Hey, I got your boy Patrick O'Connor on the line. Patrick, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
All right. He's in Phoenix, Mary. Patrick, tell him what the temperature was yesterday and tell her what the temperature is right now in Phoenix. Right now, 10 in the morning.
Yesterday it was 114. That was our max. And here you go. Right now it's 102 and, you know, it's just now 10:40 in the morning. So,
Mary, extraordinary temperatures. Yeah. Mary, how do you manage that kind of heat, you personally?
I don't. Nah. I would be in my air conditioner. I won't do it.
No? You don't like it
There's
at all?
There's no way. I can do a dry heat. Like if I'm on vacation in like the Caribbean, I went to Dubai when I got married. That was my honeymoon. Whoa. And it was like 110 every day, but it was a dry heat. Like we were in the desert and then like we would just be by the bay hanging out with this clear water. And I was like, oh, this is doable. Like it's good. But then like even Denver, like when it's hot there, you have cool, comfortable, dry air. And then you get back here and like, you can't breathe because of the humidity. It's just a really big air, you know, difference.
Patrick,
in the air.
Patrick, aren't you saying though that the 114, that is a dry heat? Is that what you're saying?
It's dry.
Yeah, it is dry out here.
Yeah. Okay.
Very dry.
Hey, Mary, are these temperatures
extreme fire danger?
Are these temperatures, Mary, extraordinarily high or is this about average for us, what we're having?
That's another thing I was going to say. It has to be extreme fire weather there. So these are not average temperatures. Okay. I mean, we should normally be at about 83 for our high. Our low should be 63. So for the month so far, we're probably sitting about, I think, 8 or 9 degrees above average. So all the way, it looks just as looking at temperatures through at least July 20th or like mid-July, we're going to be staying above average because we have another week next week where we're like near 90.
Mary Hours, you're the best. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. See ya.
Lance O'Brien is here with us.
Hey.
What are you up to with this heat? Are you cool with it? I don't know.
So I will say, I always tell people I was born for Florida, so I love hot weather.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Last week was kind of rough for me. It was just too hot. So 85, 90, I'm good. Once we start getting 95, 97, I think it gets a little above my register.
All right, let's get right to it because you know this stuff better than any man I've ever known. They're saying right now we have more Americans without insurance than we have had in decades. Millions. Why? What the hell? And is that dangerous?
Well, of course it's dangerous, right? Because life is unpredictable.
Right.
Right. You can be getting ready to go away on vacation to enjoy time with your family.
Yes.
And, you know, life throws you a curveball. You can be at the gym and pass out. Like, life is unpredictable. So not have health insurance.
By the way, that's happened to you.
It has.
And I was hospitalized while on vacation.
Yes. Yeah. So again, like, yeah, like the younger we are, we like to think that we're invincible, that we're not going to need it. You know, and a lot of times, Marty, those are the ones that are going without health care. Is your people that are, you know, 25 to 40-ish.
I heard this.
Yes. Yeah. So, and again,
this.
The reasoning is I'm healthy, you know, and they're doing what all people do with insurance. And it doesn't matter if it's life insurance, it doesn't matter if it's car, house, health, they're weighing the risk cost benefits.
Wow. And no prescription coverage either.
No prescription coverage either. So like they're saying, well, it's going to cost me $400 a month to get coverage. You know, I can't afford that. I'm going to roll the dice that I'm going to be, you know, stay healthy. So, you know, it is a problem. Getting back to the other part of your question, yeah, yeah. Which is why, right? So one of the challenges with Obamacare, and I'm not saying, you know, Obamacare is completely bad. I mean, it's offering health care,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
But when you're trying to figure out how do you provide health care for those that don't have it, you know, and one of the main tenets is we're not going to look at pre-existing conditions, right? We're going to take people, no matter what they are, they're going to pay the same premium as anybody else except for their age, right? You know, that's when it's like there's no way at that point in time to really make a clear differentiation on how you're charging for insurance.
So true.
So the challenge, so it is. So, and again, I get the
reason. There is no one price fits all, brother.
I get the humanity reason behind it, right? Like, we want everybody regardless of it. But when you do that, then what happens is the price is elevated for everybody in that age band or bracket.
Hell yeah.
And then at that point in time, if they make a little bit more money than the next person and don't qualify for whatever they set the limit at that says, oh, you need a price break. You know, it just gets really tangled. So as much as there's challenges with Obamacare, there hasn't really been another solution brought forth that could be an alternative to it. So
there really hasn't.
And then when the subsidies were voted down,
yes,
people are like,
screw it.
Yep.
I'm walking away.
I'm just not going to pay it.
Hey, Patrick, because we've been in this business forever, and one of my salaries was $11,000 a year. But wherever I worked, I always had insurance. Patrick, did you ever go without health insurance at all?
Not while I was overall employed by any of my, you know, big companies. But, you know, there was a time between that, yeah, I absolutely did.
Oh, wow. For how long?
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple of months just between employers.
Did you get sick?
Had a time between
and have to just walk into the ER? Did you get sick at all?
No, fortunately, I did not have to roll the dice on that, and you know, I did not have to pay up.
Hey, but, Lance, before
recently,
yeah, go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. Oh, recently, what?
My son. When we moved out here, I had to get insurance for my son. So the question was, do we add him onto our plan, which is going to cost about $200 more a month for our plan?
I see.
Or do we do his own? His own before with the subsidies, it would have been cheaper for him to be on his own. Because he's 18.
Yeah.
But with the subsidies gone, for him by himself, it was going to be about $250 a month.
Is that extreme, Lance?
I didn't hear.
$250 a month insurance for his son.
How old?
18. Sorry.
18.
18. That seems more than it should be.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Now, again, it could be, you know, income dependent, you know, things of that nature, but that does seem a little high.
Hey, I started this conversation with you last week. This Medicare is offering an opportunity that I think is cool for seniors to get these GLP-1s.
Yes.
Are your phones blowing up about that?
We are getting a lot of people that are asking. And as you could imagine, when something new is rolled out, there's been problems, right?
Oh.
You know, because, you know, one.
Hold on. I want to get into that when you get back.
Okay.
This is actually a hell of a conversation. Right back. Lance O'Brien and I have become good friends, and I send him these notes all the time. And I saw that I actually like this idea. The government's saying, I think it's 10 to 15 million people could qualify for these GLP drugs for $50 a month. That's extraordinary, isn't it, sir?
I'm always going to say this because I have to.
Yes, sir, of course.
I'm not a doctor, right? I'm never going to tell everybody to go on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is there are side effects just like there are with any drugs. But if you can get access to something that is helping what is a major issue in our country, which is obesity or being overweight.
Of course.
Yes, better access and more affordability to that is a good thing.
But into the break, you said you have folks are calling you. What are the issues you're seeing?
So the challenge is right now with any program that is new, communication, right? Because you've got these private insurance companies that are providing the prescription plans, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the federal government that has made this mandate. And then you have the pharmacies trying to dispense it. And you've basically got three people trying to get on the same page. So we're seeing denial letters or people that qualify. And then they're having to. So do I have confidence it's going to get smoothed out? Absolutely. But we're like a week in. It's probably going to take about a month in where it's really running smoothly. So like if somebody listened last week heard me on the radio, I would say don't give up. Like if you first start and you and your doctor really feel like you need it, you know, just be patient with the process.
In the break, you mentioned something crazy. Woman gets to a pharmacy. Guy says your script is $500. What happened there? And how they fixed it at MediConnect is what I love. Tell this story, please.
Yeah, so the lady is somebody that we help put on a plan. So when we do that, we review somebody's prescriptions, we review everything, and we give them an idea of exactly what to expect. Well, when she walked into the pharmacy, the difference between what we told her and what they told her was massive. So she called us right away, and again—
Hold on, what was the difference?
It was about $475.
No.
For 1 month.
No.
So, I mean, we're not talking $4.75, you know. So, like, of course, think about it. What's her first reaction going to be?
Freak out.
Yeah. And on us, because we told her this is what it was going to be. And we were like,
wow.
No, this is what the system's.
What was the drug?
I don't know, because it was client experience.
Sorry.
So she calls us. We ask, can you put us on with the pharmacy?
Nice.
Pharmacy says this is happening live and this happened yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So the pharmacy is saying this is everything that we're seeing, right? And this is what it's coming up to. And we're like, well, then it has to be at the carrier level. So then we put that lady on hold. They call out to the carrier. I'm not going to say the name.
No.
They call out to the carrier and say something is wrong at this pharmacy.
The pharmacy called.
Yeah. No, we called.
Oh, you did.
We called the carrier. Okay. Our client experience team did. They had the wrong information in the system that was sending it to the pharmacy.
Wow.
So they went in, fixed it. Oh, ma'am, your prescriptions are $4.
No.
Yes, $4.
No.
Took about 20 minutes to clear that whole situation
up. From $500 to $4.
Yeah, because there was coding that was wrong in the system.
Wow.
That's why there's a couple things that I do think are really important here. First one is you need to have an idea of what your prescriptions are going to cost when you go in to get them.
Wow.
I think that's first and foremost.
How did she know?
She knew because she worked with us and we gave her an idea of exactly what she should expect when she went to pick them up.
Oh.
So when she got there and it wasn't that, she reached out to us to say, hey, did you give me wrong information?
Oh.
Right. Second thing is if you do get to the pharmacy and it's significantly different than what you were told it was going to be, don't accept that. Don't pay for it. Pick up the phone. If you worked with a broker, call them. If you work with us, call us. Let us do what we do so that we can solve the issue.
Don't pay it.
I would not pay it. Wow. Now, again, I'll add a caveat to that. And this is the caveat. If you are completely out of the medication and you need it that day and you're not going to pay to pick it up and we can't solve it that day, what I would do is this, Marty.
Yeah, yeah.
I still wouldn't pay. I call my doctor and said, I need 5 days of samples because they messed up something here. And I need to get this straight so I can afford the medication. Can you give me 5 days of samples? That's what I would
do. Massive, though, having someone like MediConnect to call.
And help you through the system. Because this lady didn't have to do anything. She just had to know the right person to call. Right? We handled all the issues and the problems that was facing her. So she was happy as a clam.
Are clams really happy?
I don't know. I don't eat them, so they're probably not happy. She was as happy as Patrick laying in his pool on a 100-degree day in Phoenix.
I want to see video of him sitting in his car when it's 114. You know how those dumb, idiotic reporters do that? It's 168. I'm cooking a ham. Do that this afternoon, Patrick.
I wanted to do it on the radiator of his vehicle.
Please, Patrick, will you? Embarrass yourself for us, please. And send us a video. He's saying no.
Of the air conditioning.
Oh, that's no fun.
Done.
We love Patrick. All right, my man. Thanks, brother.
Always.
Lance O'Brien is a fine lad.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.